Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM. Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Buick GMC Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Big O Show on Miami's Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Watch the sun go down while on my face starts to crystallize. You could be the one, you could be the one to make me feel alright. Take me anywhere, take me anywhere.
Hey, next segment. Omar Kelly from the South Florida Sun Sentinel is going to join us. Does a great job of covering the Dolphins on a daily basis. He did a nice job with an article on Ireland and Spielman, although it's something that we've been talking about on this show for weeks now, that I told you guys, you know, the one guy that I do trust in that organization is Chris Greer, because I've heard enough stuff about him from plenty of people around the league, and I think they got a good personnel guy, but they've got to let him do his thing. And you can't have too many people meddling in there, whether it's Tannenbaum or whether it's Adam Gase, with their own personnel decisions. And that's kind of been the problem when Spielman was here and Ireland and all that stuff. None of them were really totally in control at times, and they had other people making decisions, and that's the problem in this franchise. The powers aren't delegated properly the way it should be. And so Omar did a nice job of talking about the successes that Spielman has had, obviously, with Minnesota now, and Ireland with New Orleans as of late, since he just joined them. And we've talked about that the last couple of weeks, that Miami has to handle things the right way, because you look at it, the coaches that you've let go, they haven't burned you. Like, players have left here and have become better in other places, right? And that obviously tells you that coaching and the environment did not set the player up for success here, but he goes on to have success in other places. Well, coaches that have left here, whether it's Cam Cameron or whoever else, they have not, you know, Tony Sperano didn't become a great head coach somewhere else, and neither has Joe Philbin or any of the other guys, right? But the GMs and Spielman and in Ireland, they are doing better in their next stops. And that has got to stop. And so, good article by Omar, and we'll talk about that later. Alex, we've got a new game, right? Well, what's it called now? What are we doing?
So we're doing I Don't Trust You If.
Hashtag I Don't Trust You If.
Right. It derives from a hashtag on Twitter. There's also a popular Reddit thread going around. And I thought it'd be perfect for this show, since we always have a lot of sound. We always have a lot of skepticism, too, about people, especially stemming from you, O.
Yes.
So I think it's going to be a great segment here. We're going to get people involved. You can call in and you can text. Falera will have a submission. I will have a submission, and you will as well.
All right. So, and we're going to do it in the last segment of this hour. So in the 1240 segment is what you're saying.
After Omar Kelly.
After
we will
Omar
do
Kelly.
I Don't Trust You If, the Big O version. Maybe we can even call it Oh, Don't Trust You If. You like
okay.
that? You like
all
that
right.
or no?
That's fine. I mean, because we're all doing it. So I can't say, oh, don't trust you if, and then you're talking about why you don't trust somebody and Laro does. So it's if, I don't trust you if, that's it. We'll
right,
leave
so
it like
we'll
that.
So we'll keep it the OG way.
Yes.
I don't trust you if.
Right. You can hashtag to us on Twitter, I don't trust you if, and then you can fill it out there. And we'll have this segment for you in the we'll have that segment for you here in the final part of hour number three here on the show. We've talked about LaVar Ball, who to me is a clown. We've talked a little bit about the suspensions. No Gronk this week for the Miami Dolphins, as we've got the Dolphins and the Patriots on Monday night. Wow, I get to enjoy Sunday, kicking back and enjoying the games. Wow, I get a Sunday off. That's actually pretty cool. I like it. Tomorrow, by the way, we're going to be at Hialeah Park broadcasting live. So if you happen to be in the Hialeah area tomorrow, you live there, you work around that area by Hialeah Park, come on by and say hi. It's a beautiful thing. Day before the big boxing matches on the 8th on Friday. I like it. If I wasn't going to Kansas, I definitely would be there for the boxing matches because that's going to be an awesome event. I'm going to record it, actually. Because it'll be on TV. The only thing is you don't get, like, you know how it is when you go see a boxing match on pay-per-view, you don't get to see all the prelims, you know what I mean? But if you're live, you get to see all 10 fights, which is great. UCF names Josh Heupel the head coach. Randy Shannon's the defensive coordinator. Josh Heupel, man, I remember him as a Miami Dolphin. I was a beat reporter for this station back then, and I remember they drafted Josh Heupel, and there was a bunch of injuries in camp, and they needed an arm. And the aforementioned Rick Spielman, who was the general manager then, came out in shorts and started throwing the ball around like one of the quarterbacks in practice. Now, here's the amazing part, okay? I want you to know this. Rick Spielman had a better arm than Josh Heupel. We were all standing there watching practice, and we're watching the general manager of the Dolphins throw the ball better than the guy he drafted in the sixth round. It was like, what the hell is this? I mean, how does this work out? How does Josh Heupel even survive with that little, you know, I don't know, flimsy arm? Seriously, Rick Spielman was the better practice quarterback that day than Josh Heupel. Crazy. Let me see what Michael in West Palm has got. Michael, what's up?
Hey, Big O, love your show, brother.
Yes, sir, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah. Just really quick with the Canes. I mean, look, for me, I think it was a great season coming off 9-4 last year, possibly 11-2 this season after we win the Orange Bowl. You know, since 2003, I think that would be our best record. So we're definitely on the right track. And I expect next year and the year after that, we should definitely improve. No reason not to think that we wouldn't. And, you know, possibly make the playoffs next season, you know. I think Rick's done a phenomenal job. You know, getting Coach of the Year definitely solidifies that. And, you know, on with Florida State really quick, too. I think, man, them getting Willie Taggart, I mean,
hell of a move.
Fans, they better humble up real quick, man, because, you know, Oregon 7-5 this year and coming from Western Kentucky. So I think they could have done better. But, yeah, it's going to be some cold years for those Florida State fans. That's for damn sure.
No doubt about that. Thank you for the phone call, my man. One guy goes, hey, Big O, what do you mean you'll enjoy the NFL on Sunday because the Dolphins don't play? I thought you said the NFL sucks and it's boring. Yes, it is. It does suck and it's boring. It's my favorite sport. What do you want me to do? You want me to not be objective? You want me to lie to you just because I'm watching it? I have to tell you it's great? Trust me, I'll watch the Red Zone on Sunday. I won't be watching one specific game. I'll just be watching all of them through the Red Zone, and I'll just get the scoring plays. And that way I can keep up with my fantasy team. But yes, the NFL does suck, and it is boring. Yes, it's a bad league right now.
Red Zone makes it entertaining, though, right?
Right. The Red Zone makes it better because you don't have to deal with all the crap. You're only getting the good stuff.
Not just makes it better. Red Zone in general is just entertaining.
Yeah, it is.
Because you're just constantly seeing action.
Right. Right. In the Red Zone. We don't have to deal with the between the 20s. That's all. Which is beautiful. I got no problem. I don't have to deal with the boring stuff, which is about, you know, 80, 90% of the NFL. It's a bad league. But I'll lie to you, sir. Oh, football's fantastic. It is awesome. It's on the edge of the seat entertainment. I can't wait Sunday to be really in drama, thrilled by everything going on in the NFL. That make you happy, sir? There you go. Omar Kelly. He's going to join us next. Let me tell you a little bit about Caneswear, Miami Fanwear. Yes, we love talking about Brett and all the great people out there at Caneswear, Miami Fanwear, folks. They've got, well, the Dime Lifeline, which, I mean, you can definitely enjoy that. They've got over 100 different T-shirts to choose from in that store, folks. It's crazy. If you're a Dolphins fan, we've got a nice selection there for you, for men, women, kids. We got it all, man. And, of course, if you're a UM fan, we got the classic UM throwback jerseys for the 2017 season, a must-see. Caneswear has them in four different colors, including the limited edition hard to get black jersey, which is awesome. And of course, they've got over a dozen different polos, including the all-new on-field coaches polo in four different colors. And speaking of on-field Adidas items, there's no place that has more team-issued items than Caneswear, from t-shirts and jerseys to polos, hoodies, and jackets, from items to men, women, kids. You know, listen, if you want stuff from the U, we've got it, folks. We've got all the Adidas merchandise. Caneswear has you covered, and they've got a huge selection of items for men, women, and the kids and the babies, too. We got to start them off early. Caneswear has the largest selection of the famous Columbia brand jackets and polos, and the super popular to get Tamiami fishing shirts. As a matter of fact, Caneswear has them in seven different colors. If you're like me, you bleed orange and green, you got to go to Caneswear. It's the place, baby. 2635 South University Drive, right next to the famous La Spada Hoagies. Or if you can't visit them personally, then you can go online and order it right to your doorstep at caneswear.com.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
I don't think there is a band right now on the planet, new band, that does R&B, funk, pop like Earth, Wind, and Fire right now. I don't think there's one. No new band can come close to this.
One Direction?
Let me see if my man Omar Kelly has got it. Omar, who comes close to Earth, Wind, and Fire in today's world?
If I had to put a name on it, it would be my favorite band, which is N.E.R.D., which is Pharrell's band. They've got that new song with Rihanna. I don't like the first half of it, but I like the second half of it. The sounds are just amazing. But yeah, no. I mean, think about it. You can't really find bands that really play instruments that are R&B bands.
No.
I mean, there are neo soul bands, and those are some pretty good bands. But you know, the whole genre of music, like R&B, is basically dead.
Yes.
I can't, and it's sad that's the case, but. You know, you go with what people are doing, and people are doing auto-tune-esque sound.
Right.
And Migos kind of music. And, you know, this is what the kids and these young generations, that's what they want. They don't want R&B. They don't want that love song. They don't want that Keith Sweat. They don't want to make it last forever. They don't want the R. Kelly.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Commodores, they set the bar so high that it's hard to get to there. And that's, you know, it is what it is. What are you going to do, my man? All right. So now the Dolphins stand the chance since Gronk is not going to play?
What? Like, with or without Gronk, they didn't stand a chance. I always say this. There's two comparisons that I make to the New England Patriots, and unfortunately for the Dolphins, they are in your division and have been in your division for 17 years, which is the length of how Brady has reigned over the NFL. But there's Debo from the movie Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just snatch a chain, and what you gonna do about it? and then there's from the Lion King, the hyenas, when they say Mufasa, and then they quiver, and that's truly what the Patriots have been to every team, with the exception of Baltimore when they won a championship, and Indianapolis when they have Peyton Manning, and and the Pittsburgh Steelers, who probably think that they can rival them and contend with them. But these Dolphins, these 2017 Dolphins, they got absolutely nothing for New England.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't expect much this week from Miami. Although I will say this, right now there's a party going on in Kiko Alonso's house that Gronk ain't playing, at least, because he can't cover anybody. But, I mean, nobody could cover Gronk, so I'm sure he didn't want to cover Gronk. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, man, I'm going to stop defending Kiko. It's right now, you know, here's the thing, and this is me and you talking, and you know, we knew Kiko was going to physically fall apart at some point in the season. And it seems to – I expected it to be December. It seemed to be November. Kiko's level of play has dropped off drastically. Most players, their level of play drops off in December just because NFL players have no business playing 16 games. It's, you know, what I do in the decade I've been covering the NFL is – just watching players and teams just decimate and become shells of themselves in December just to finish out the season. It's hilarious. It's laughable. Like the team that personifies it is Buffalo. They'll always have a good, respectable season up until December. And then all the injuries that have taken place and watered down their team, like this week they just lost Tyrod Taylor, you know, it basically makes them a 1-in-3 team in December, and it tanks their season. And that's where good front offices, good executives, good, you know, good coaching comes into play. Unfortunately, I'd probably say about 6 teams in the NFL have that.
No, I'm with you there, man. It's crazy. It really is. What'd you think when Gase was asked about Julius Thomas couple days ago, and he said he was he's happy because he's done everything I've asked, and I thought Gase was demanding because obviously he has very low standards there.
Wow, I'm glad you asked me that question because I even called out my peers when they, you know, one of them wrote a story about how Gase has been, you know, Gase is satisfied.
I read it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I read it.
And I was
laughing the entire time while reading the article, but I read it.
Yes. I fundamentally have this rule that is in my, you know, encoded in my DNA. Whether or not you said it, even if you believe it, I fundamentally can't write BS, and I just can't. And Julius Thomas has been the biggest disappointment of this entire team the entire season, and I don't care what numbers he's getting.
I'm going Gase 1, then Julius Thomas 2, but go ahead. That's fine.
It was
Gase that brought him, so he's the bigger disappointment. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was just with –
Oh, wait, you broke up there. I'm sorry. Say it again.
Okay. I was just having this conversation with somebody that I know. Adam Gase, I can't sit here and blame Mike Tannenbaum for nothing. And here's the reason why I can't blame Mike Tannenbaum for anything. Because you know what Mike Tannenbaum's responsibility is? His job is to make sure everybody plays nice together and to make sure that the salary cap is that the books are good, in good, healthy condition. If there's two things that he did wrong, he extended Kiko Alonso before he had to, and he gave T.J. McDonald a major deal before he had to. Those are the two criticisms I can have about Mike Tannenbaum.
Andre Branch isn't living up to his contract either, my man.
Okay, and here's the point. Everything else falls into the category of Adam Gase's responsibility, or Adam Gase advocated for this. Adam Gase advocated for the re-signing of all his players. He got that. Even though they overpaid, he got that, and he got that because he wanted continuity. Okay, that's on Adam Gase. Adam Gase is responsible for the lack of resources put into this offensive line. Adam Gase said, not a priority for me. I could win and produce offensive points without an offensive line. Let's go cheap. Let's patch it up.
Right.
And I can make it work. That's Adam Gase. Adam Gase is responsible for Julius Thomas because he banged the table for his former tight end that produced 24 touchdowns in 2 seasons, knowing all of his limitations, knowing that he had aged, knowing that he hadn't produced in Jacksonville. He said, come on down, I can fix them. He hasn't. That's Adam Gase. Adam Gase is responsible for $10 million going to Jay Ajayi. Dolphins damn
you mean
sure didn't
you mean Cutler.
Gase.
You mean Cutler.
Jay Cutler. Dolphins damn sure didn't want to pay Jay Cutler $10 million. Jay Cutler said, yo, 10? Well, I'm not playing. Adam Gase said, give him 10? Mike Tannenbaum said, here, fine. You can have 10. Jay Cutler comes down here, has a mediocre Jay Cutler-esque season. Adam Gase responsible for that.
That's right.
Adam Gase is responsible for Jay Ajayi. Like, you know, I know Jay Ajayi was not going to be part of this Dolphins organization past 2 years. I know Jay Ajayi is not a superior talent to Kenyon Drake. I know that. But I know that Adam Gase felt handcuffed by Jay Ajayi because of all his demands and how he had to cater to him and how he couldn't catch the ball. And, you know, and these are all things that the Eagles are going to figure out. I get it. But Adam Gase couldn't coach him.
He just dropped the one this week, Ajayi. They tried to get him in the passing game, and he dropped one.
Yes, no.
I mean,
and they know. They'll learn.
Yeah. But I don't. You know what? I don't think they brought him there to catch passes anyway. I think they brought him to offset a little bit more of the power running game. That's all it is.
Yes. No, it's going to work in the short term for the Eagles, and it might help them win the championship. It might help them get to the Super Bowl. Great fit for them.
Yes.
But nobody in the NFL is going to pay Jay Ajayi.
Nobody. I know.
And the problem is he was going to pout and put up so much of a stink like he already does, mm-hmm. and the Dolphins just didn't want to deal with it. And I get the trade, but Adam Gase was behind the trade.
Yep, I'm with you.
So all of these things that have led to where you are as a team, as an organization, all on Adam Gase, not on Mike Tannenbaum.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
I can't. Like, people want somebody to hang for this season. And they're like, okay, Chris Greer's too young. Okay, Adam Gase led us to the playoffs. Well, let's hang Mike Tannenbaum. Like, Mike Tannenbaum is the one guy who should be standing there with his hands up like, I ain't do nothing. Like, I really didn't do nothing.
No.
All I did was what people asked me to do.
Right.
And
yeah.
I didn't.
Actually, this year he has been out of the way more than ever, and he's allowed them to have more influence in what went on, and it's gone awry. Let me run something by you here. He started off his career. I'm talking about Adam Gase. He had his running backs with him all offseason. He couldn't figure out which one, and he couldn't get more out of them. So he went and signed broken old ass Arian Foster. And mm-hmm. and by the time Arian Foster figured out after the first month of the season, I can't do this anymore, and I've got to retire, he basically ran into Jay Ajayi by accident. Weeks mm-hmm. later, I tried to make these guys find the soundbite from last year, but I'm paraphrasing, but I know you're going to know what I'm talking about because you were there. There was one moment last year where Adam Gase said, I have to tell my coaching staff to remind me to stay with the running game.
Yes,
you remember
absolutely.
That?
He does not. Yes, no. No question.
I forgot how he, but I'm paraphrasing. The point is, if I have to remind you that you have a battering ram back there that is getting 100 yards or sometimes 200 yards a game, then it's sad that I have to remind you that you have to lean on that because you don't have a great quarterback that you can give him the ball 50 times a game like Drew Brees or Peyton Manning or whatever, or Tom Brady or whatever. Then this year, okay. All right, so you're not – Ajayi doesn't fit what you want to do, and that's fine, dude. I saw what you did in Denver. I saw what you did in Chicago. Ajayi doesn't fit those kind of offenses either. Fine. The second you trade him, you weren't smart enough to figure out that Kenyon Drake is the better running back and the guy that can hit a home run any single time he touches the ball. He kept starting Damian Williams,
we got
to the 120 yards this week by accident because Damian Williams got injured. He may know quarterbacks, but he doesn't know jack and has no feel for the running game. I'm sorry, but that's what I've seen in 2 years from Adam Gase. When it comes to the running game, I will question him as much as possible. I will.
I agree with you in theory, and I consistently have said that Kenyon Drake is by far the most talented back when Jay Ajayi was on the team. The problem that we have is that me and you are missing a some kind of disconnect in terms of what Kenyon Drake is not doing or what he's not bringing from a maturity standpoint. And we don't get it because all we see is the big runs every other week. But there's something that he's not doing, not delivering. And finally, he's forced into that position. Kenyon Drake's issue has always been about maturity from Alabama to now. And there is something I have to a man asked everybody I respect on that team who they would prefer at running back. To a man, they all say Damien Williams. Now, not that Damien Williams is the more talented guy. There's something.
No, he's a pro. He's a pro.
Yes. There's something. And keep in mind, Damien Williams is viewed as an immature player in the NFL.
Really?
But he is a. But he is. Oh, yeah. Think about his career at Oklahoma. Hey, he's grown up a lot. He's really grown up a lot.
I love Damien Williams, but I love Damien Williams in his role. It was kind of like when we had Fasano here and Joe and I used to go back and forth about the number one tight end. I would say, Joe, look, I love Fasano, but I don't love him as a number one. He's a number two. If you have him as a number one, you're not good enough at that position. It wasn't a knock on him. It's just I like him. Like when they had him in Dallas before Miami acquired him, that's how he belonged. He was backing up Jason Witten. That's who he is. You know what I mean? And so to me, I love Damien Williams, but I love him in his role. Matt Moore. I love Matt Moore, but I love him in his role. That's it.
I agree with you, but I wrote about this heading into last week's game against Denver. There's something nobody trusts about Damien Williams.
You mean Drake?
Kenyon Drake. There's something that troubles everybody and makes them a little queasy.
Yeah, but my problem is I just gave you a track record in 2 years of Adam Gase.
Yes.
And I don't trust Adam Gase anymore when it comes to the running game. I don't think he has a good feel for the running game. I know he knows his quarterbacks and passing and all that stuff. But when it comes to the running game, so far in 2 years, he has shown me he has no feel for it. I'm sorry. He has failed every single time there's a running back issue.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
It's been dumb luck for him. Dumb luck
has something me and you don't know.
I know, but dumb luck
is. I don't know what it is, and I hope Kenyon grows out of it. I don't know what it is. I don't want to speculate what it is. I hope Kenyon grows out of it. I hope he looks at. You know, I always talk about this, and I've often written about this. In an NFL, you will get one window of opportunity to prove that you could beat that man, to prove that you can be the Cameron Wake, to prove that you can be the Brent Grimes, to prove that you can be a starting safety like Rashad Jones. When that window of opportunity comes, you might get maybe 3 games. And if you do what you're supposed to do in those 3 games, the money, the fame, the security, the notoriety, it will all come if you do what you're supposed to do. This is Kenyon Drake's window. This is his opportunity. And if he does seize that day, he'll be sitting on $20 million if he becomes mature enough to do what it takes to seize that day and seize that opportunity. If he doesn't, he's just going to be the name of – you can name – I'm sure you can name 10 backs, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbars.
Yeah,
he's just
going
to become –
I love what I saw this past Sunday, man, from him. I thought
it,
he
– It wasn't – outside of the big run, and here's the thing. Outside
no,
of the
but he
run,
ran hard.
He was okay. He was okay. That big run saved him. Because if he did, if he didn't have the big run, you know what his average would have been? 3.5
but
yards.
But that's a, yeah. I used to see Sanders do that all the time. Not that I'm comparing them, but I mean, running backs do that all the time. That they have.
I agree.
Yeah, they bust that one run that opens everything up for them, man. And that and by the way, he has busted up a run pretty much in every game that he's played.
Yes. No. He's busted a big run every other game, and I agree. You like that? You need that? You want to keep investing in that? The question is he going to invest in becoming the player that he has the potential to be? Like, the talent's there. Kenyon Drake is big. He's fast. He's smart. Why does nobody trust him?
I don't know.
I can't answer that question. I'm in the locker room. Nobody trusts him. And when I say to a man, they're like, nah, we rather have Damien.
Wow. All right.
And it's I know you think of it as like, oh, it's all Gase. Like, if it was just Gase And players would privately tell me that, oh, Kenyon Drake needs to, because that's what they do. They privately tell me, oh, Kenyon Drake needs to be playing. Oh, Kenyon Drake needs to get the opportunity. And let's not pretend like he wasn't being used, because Damian was just the red zone and the third down guy.
Right.
But think about it. When you make a guy the most important guy who's an inferior talent because you trust him more, there's a reason there.
Yeah.
There's something behind that.
No, I'm with you.
And I don't know what it is.
All right, Omar Kelly, it's brought to you by Ruth Chris, by the way. Ruth Chris Steakhouse, this is how it's done. Follow him on Twitter, at Omar Kelly. Oh, as always, good stuff. You got X's and Omar at the top of the hour, right?
X's and Omar's on the Sunset and the website.
Oh.
If you follow me on Twitter, I've sent out a link. Always looking for questions for the X's and Omar overtime, so just tweet them to me on hashtag X and Omar.
Much love, my brother. Thank you for joining us.
All right, big up.
You got it. All right, there you go. Omar Kelly. All right, let me tell you about Craig Zins, Acura of Pembroke Pines, the finest dealership in the business, baby. And we got some great lease features going on right now. We still have some 2017 models, and I'm telling you, folks, this is how we do it, folks. It's the performance event going on right now that you need to take advantage of. The ILX 167, the MDX technology package, which is like a spaceship. It's $397 a month. It's a joke. 2018 models. The RDX and the TLX, it's only $277 a month. The MDX 387, only $29.95 DeWitt signing, plus tax, tag, and registration. You got to check out the fleet of certified pre-owned vehicles and the used cars. All makes, all models to fit all kinds of budgets. Folks, I've been telling you about Craig Zins for nearly 8 years now. I drive a TSX every day. My wife drives an RDX. I would never, ever tell you to go buy or lease a vehicle where I wouldn't do it myself, because I believe in the vehicle. They are as reliable as they get. And of course, they are comfortable and you are going to love it, man. Get on down to 15601 Pines Boulevard, just off of I-75 in Pines. Finest dealership in the business, baby. It's Craig Zins, Acura of Pembroke Pines.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Happy birthday to Randy Rhoads. Born on this date back in 1956. He would have been 61 today. But he's celebrating that birthday somewhere. He's jamming for the good Lord up there. Good Lord's got himself one hell of a band, by the way. Especially with all the folks that have left us the last couple of years. Anyway, welcome back. We take you, of course, till 2 o'clock. Hockman and Crowder will take over at that point. And we're going to have a little fun today with something that's called I Don't Trust You If. And you can send us the hashtag I Don't Trust You If on our Twitter feed at Big O Show. And I got to tell you something. I saw this story on Black Sports Online. And it's a couple. And the couple, the wife had to leave to take care of her mother who was ill. And so while she was gone, the husband was lonely. So he was lonely, and he ended up buying a doll. And it's one of those, like, realistic-type dolls and stuff like that. And so he got bored, you know, and he didn't have anybody around. So he had the doll with him. Now, the wife was done with the mom, taking care of her mom, who was an elderly person. And this woman, by the way, is probably somewhere in her late 50s to early 60s, and so is this man. He's somewhere in his late 50s. I want to say early 60s. I mean, worst case scenario.
Wait, so, did you already start the game?
Huh?
Did you start the game?
No, I haven't started the game yet. Setting the scene here
right.
a little bit.
All right.
Okay, so I'm setting the scene here a little bit. So the couple, obviously, the guy was, you know, lonely. So he orders the doll, he gets the doll in, and the doll, by the way, looks like she's in her teens or something, late teens, early 20s, right? So it's a young-looking doll. And remember, I told you, this guy's in his late 50s, early 60s, so is she, all right? So we're going to play a little game called I Don't Trust You If, right? Hashtag I Don't Trust You If. Well, first of all, let's let you hear this whole scene between the husband and the wife and the narrator asking about the doll.
Every guy has in his mind the perfect girl. That's what I see when I look in this mirror and see this look.
Tina, is it difficult to hear someone else described as a dream girl?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm okay with it.
The next generation of robotic dolls are expected to live alongside couples.
Where do they sleep?
In the bed.
Really?
Yeah.
But if manufacturers succeed in building a robot that responds just like a human, there could be a problem.
If you had to choose between your wife or April, who would you choose?
If I had to choose between them, I honestly don't know.
I'm married to a Cuban woman, okay? First of all, I just bring the doll home. I'm getting my ass kicked out of the house. If I happen to just say, I don't know who I'd prefer, you or a doll, oh my Lord, I'm getting a broom over my head. And this is why we want to play the game, I don't trust you if...
Trust me, I'm like a smart person.
I'll admit it.
I don't trust you if you sleep with dolls. I can't trust you if you sleep with a doll. Could you hang out with a person like that? That is like too weird. That guy visits your house and I don't know, he might start screwing your couch. I have no idea. You'd have to hide your kids' dolls. He might get attracted to it. It's kind of weird, bro.
What if your kids find the doll?
Oh, yeah. What's this, Dad? And then you got to explain? Well, I banged this instead of your mom. I don't think you want to do that. Kid's going to look at you like the RCA dog, like, what? Huh? Can you imagine if the kid walks in on you having sex with the doll?
Or you walk in on your teenage boy.
And he's screwing your doll.
So then the dad's jealous.
That's not good.
Then the dad's jealous.
Yes. I got it. There is no way I would trust you if you sleep with dolls. That's like too weird for me. But I love the line from her. It's okay with me. Give me that drop from her.
I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it. How many of your wives out there or girlfriends are going to be okay with it? Laro, how's your girlfriend if you tell her, honey, I want to sleep with my doll tonight, not you?
Even like telling her the thought of me wanting to buy a doll, she'll leave me.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Is she Latin?
Yes, she is.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Guaranteed. I can't speak for any other race, but Latin women, they're not putting up with that crap. I can tell you that, okay? From my experiences, you're getting a broom over your head, a shoe in your ass, and all your clothes out on the street, and you're sleeping under a bridge with that doll.
I'm okay with it.
So, Solana, if I asked you, I don't trust you if...
I don't trust you if... You don't dip your tostada into your café con leche.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of weak. Yeah, no, if you have the tostada, you got to dip it into the café con leche, of course. That's an automatic.
You have to.
Yes, it's lame if you don't.
What kind of people go to La Carreta...
Uncivilized.
...on Calle Ocho...
Uncivilized.
...order their tostada cubana and their café con leche, and they're not dipping...
Oh, no.
...the tostada in the café con leche? I mean, who are you?
Oh, yeah, unacceptable. Unacceptable. Laro... I don't trust you if...
Big O, I don't trust you if you work in sports radio and you don't know how to pronounce an NFL player's name.
None of us have any sympathy whatsoever for Vontaze Burfict. The moron we're talking about from Monday, Vontaze Burfict. Problem is, it's not just Vontaze Burfict. If you're Harrison, if you're Burfict...
Big O, it's Vontaze Burfict, not whatever you said.
Burfict? Vontaze Burfict. Burfict.
Burfict.
Okay. Well, then don't trust me. I still call him Hey, I still call him Tannehill.
This podcast is presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.